What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday the 4th of October. No, it isn't. It's Wednesday the 4th of November. It's actually the day before Bonfire Night. I forgot all about that. And what the fuck? Because we've got lockdown tomorrow. This is lockdown eve. So tomorrow, that means all the bonfires are cancelled. That means, well, there were anyway, wasn't there? Because you can't have a social gathering. So what else is it on? So we can't have the bonfire. We could have fucking... Fireworks could have done them. They could have did a free fireworks show in the sky, but then you can't gather at them either, can you? Fuck you. This lockdown is getting right on my nerves. I used to like going to watch the fireworks that everybody pays for down the road, and then because you just stand in the streets, you get to see it for free. It's because they go up in the sky, don't they? So how can they keep it to themselves? They can't, so you get a good free show from the cricket pitch down the end, down the road. But anyway, it's not going to be on this year, so I'm going to have to give that one a miss. I've got to find something else to do on the old bonfire night. Anyway, it's all about Guy Fawkes. That's what it was about. Maybe I'll watch a Guy Fawkes film, something like that maybe. Something related. Because he had it bad. Guy Fawkes, well, read the history about Guy Fawkes. He was hung, drawn and quartered for his troubles. Now, that ain't no kind of fun. Trying to blow up Parliament on our behalf when I don't want to get into sounding like a terrorist encourager. I was going to say, when somebody going to blow up Parliament today? I was going to say, I just said it, but in the not to kill anybody, just to blow up Parliament in a show of what the fuck is going on? What are you doing? You're doing it all wrong, or you're doing it back to front, or you're doing things. Mate, putting on the population what we can and can't do. And then you've got people like fucking pheasant hunters are still going out, going out pheasant hunting. They got grants to carry on doing their pheasant hunting activities. And then you got here, they got fox hunting. They're still going, fox hunting's banned, but there's people have been allowed to go hunting as they're exempt from restrictions. That's meant to be the hunting without killing the foxes, but they're still killing the foxes. So they're being exempt, and they don't have to wear face masks. Small privileged minority who have reached government grants to allow them to have large gatherings of over 70 with no social distancing and no face masks. So why the fuck do they get to have a pass? Because the fucking power's in the countryside, because it's all the landowners, isn't it? And they all fucking... rubbing shoulders are all the second cousin, third cousin, inbred fucking descendants of the same lineage, and they all end up either on horseback in the countryside or fucking giving everybody in the country fucking one from behind in the government. So anyway, look, if the privileged look after the privileged, it's all about fucking scratching each other's backs, doing business deals, giving each other fucking backhanders while we suffer, and we've got to do the proper lockdown. So there you go, Guy Fawkes, he wasn't a bad guy after all. Anyway, let's move on to something just as crazy as our politics in England, and onto Americans' politics, where... I even said it yesterday. Somebody said yesterday, you've got senile versus deranged. That is the battle between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Senile versus deranged. I'll let you work out which one's which. But they are going for it. And apparently it's right down to the wire. Well, it's fact. They both think they've won it. And Donald Trump, because there's all... dirty tricks they think going on now, aren't they? Like they're going to be finding loads of ballot boxes full of uncounted votes that top up Joe Biden's side. So Donald Trump is going to be taking them to court, and that they reckon that judge that he's put in to the Supreme Court is going to be the one that sways it in his favour. So it ain't all over yet. So they both got the smiles on the face, and you know, I reckon there is a lot of bullshit going on, a lot of fucking fake. And you know, the powers above, the powers that be above and beyond, they know who they want. It's just whether the fucking they get what they want, because there's definitely a lot more to play for. I think when it comes down to all these bullshit ballots, I think they're going to try and stop. I think Donald Trump said he's going to try and stop the ballots being counted after a certain time so that no more can be found. So it's all done and dusted. But anyway, either way, it's going to be a comedy. I think it's kicking off. People are boarding up the shop windows and everything. Everyone's going, they're in a sale here. There isn't a sale. People at the gun shops are putting guns on sale. They're going like, yeah, we've got to fucking come and buy them. Walmart's put them all back on the shelves, like I said yesterday, because they think it's going to be a fucking top seller because it's riots and everyone wants to defend themselves. And then all the other shops are putting up boards and everything, so they're having to fucking lose business because they're going to, it's going to kick off big time. No one's going to be happy. Polarised. It's totally polarised. Totally fucking neighbour versus neighbour. Democrats versus Republicans. But even though some of them don't even know what fucking either one of them is, which one of them is, they just fucking support the left or support the right. It's crazy. Why can't we all just get on? Why can't we all just get back to harmony again? This virus, people fucking stabbing each other or beating each other up over a face mask. Over who's wearing one and who isn't. The police don't know what the rules are we got around face masks. The policemen are arresting people, and it's not even in the law to arrest people, or to they're pushing laws that they don't even have the powers for. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on. It's crazy. I, for one, I'm not that bothered about wearing a mask. You know, I'm not a big fan of it, but I had to go on the train yesterday to London, and I wore a fucking mask all the way on the train. And if that's what... if that's what they're asking you to do, whether it's bullshit, the virus, or what, I ain't that bothered about wearing it. In fact, I quite like wearing it. It's almost like a little fucking disguise, isn't it? Like wearing a fancy dress costume. I might go on there with a fucking big front side button head next time. Or, you know, put a mask on that. Or a big Muppet head, Kermit the Frog's head. See what I think about that. Is that class as a mask? Could do. Anyway, so... wait to see who's going to be the next president. Who they choose to, or well, it's clear they choose Biden, I think, and it's whether Trump can fucking work his lawyer magic and use that woman that they put in the Supreme Court, because I reckon the powers that be have chosen Joe Biden. Anyway, deadly boa constrictor. A deadly boa constrictor is on the loose And the reason that people know it's on the loose, they haven't seen the boa constrictor yet, but they found its skin that he left in their house. And there's a little girl there that's, the skin is bigger than her. So obviously she would be a very tasty meal. 5 foot shed skin. And it was in the house. So it's traipsed through the house, gone through a little slither, through the house, had a little look round, coming through the door. Maybe that's, you know, that's like your, they're the door draft, the thing that you have on the draft. Keeping the door there. They used to have them snakes. I wonder if they've got one of them. And then it just... or they thought they had one of them. And there's like, hang on, who bought that? Somebody bought a door... draft excluder for the door. I never. Maybe so-and-so did. Oh, right, yeah. But then all of a sudden it started slithering. And then it become full size. Uncoiled itself. And then it's fucking traipsed through the house. And it's left it dead skin, so we don't know where it is now. Scary, I tell you what. That girl wants to get to high ground and learn some serious knife skills, because if he's coming for anybody, you're number one. And we definitely don't want to see that happening. That is not going to be a Christmas present that somebody's going to want to wake up to find. A big bulbous snake underneath the Christmas tree with the daughter in it who got up to look for a present. No. 2 months away, but it's missing, the snakey, so it might not come out till Christmas. We never know what. But the dog will be gone first. That'll be the first. Or the cat. I meant to do the weather first. I missed out on the weather. The icy tinge we're getting now. An icy tinge. Arctic breeze we was getting before. Sahara. We get all the abbreviations. Now we're going to get we've had Sahara, African plumes. That was the summer, and now we're getting an icy tinge. An icy tinge, that sounds like my pale skin. At least between now and March, I'll have extremely pale, paleo skin. Milky, China white, that's what they call me. It's not heroin, it's not drugs, it's just cold weather. I don't like it, and my face is the first to tell you that I'm feeling the cold. Anyway, icy tinges coming our way. Doesn't sound that bad, does it? An icy tinge. Fucking an icy death temperature, or death Death Freeze, an icy Death Freeze. Now that one is going to be scary when that one comes, but an icy tinge, I think I can handle that. Anyway, supermarkets have assured shops. Anybody listening that's nuts and is panicking now about going to the shops before they're shut, they're not even going to be shut, they're open tomorrow. So anybody that's panicking, there's plenty on the shelves, in the Tesco's, in all the supermarkets. So don't get your knickers in a twist and go running down there and fucking fighting in the toilet roll aisles. Don't make a prat of yourself any more than you already have, because you must have done it before. There's loads there. Nicking all the pasta. Pasta wankers nicking all the pasta. All the rice. Leave something for everybody else. Don't be such... In fact, you've got a month now where there's fuck all else open. You might as well just go to the shop, buy one thing, and give yourself a reason to go to the shop the next day. Because otherwise, you've got fuck all else to do. So I'll be certainly using that trick. I'll be popping to the shop very, very often. I might even go two or three times a day. What do you think about that? But to get it all in one go, no, you killed it then. What else are you going to do? You're going to be fucking... All that stuff's going to go off, and then you're going to have to go buy more anyway. Anyway, what else have we got here? What time is it? More than a quarter of Brits admit they own a pair of lucky underpants. Well, if I own a pair of lucky underpants, I can tell you right now, every single one of them are unlucky, even the lucky ones. Because I've not had too much luck in the past few years. I'll tell you what, but what happens if you're not wearing your lucky ones when the bit of luck comes? Are you still going to suggest it was the lucky ones that did it? The ones that are in the drawer or in the washing machine? Or are you going to say it's the ones that you've got on? Or are you still going to say it's the lucky ones? I'll tell you, you can't either that or you got to wear them 7 days a week. You can't wear the same pair 7 days a week. That is going to be definitely frowned upon, especially by somebody of the opposite sex. But anyway, if you've got a pair of lucky pants, don't worry about it, because it's superstition. When the luck comes, it's because you've gone out looking for it. It doesn't come. It might come. I mean, it does come every now and then. You do get a lucky thing, but a lot more luck comes to you when you're fucking walking in that direction. So go for what you want, and hopefully you'll get a bit of luck along the way, and then you can go, fucking hell, them pants, good job I kept them pants with the fucking cigarette burns in them, and the big and the faded white Y-fronts from the 1970s, I knew they'd come through for me one day. Fucked up all my relationships, but look at me now, I'm, you know, what am I? I've just got off with a shoplifting charge for nicking all the toilet roll out the warehouse of Tesco's. I knew them lucky pants had come in for me. Anyway, last one I'm going to do. Sailors are being urged to stub it out. Sailors used to get 600 cigarettes a month plus daily rum rations. When sailors of old, 600 cigarettes a month and the daily rum rations. I've said it again. Now they're going to be banned from not going to be getting any cigarettes, chewing tobacco and snuff. It's all going to be forbidden from smoking on the ships. But once upon a time, they'd be smoking all them 600 cigarettes and a bottle of rum every 3 days. And apparently they say that they would leave the Navy at 40. They'd be dead by the time they were 50 because they'd been having that much of a hard living. Because that all that was drinking just on the ship. What about when they was perched, when they parked up to go off into the countries? Because that was their life, wasn't it? Being on a sailor, see the world on from the ships. Unless you fucking ended up in a war and ended up being blown out. But a lot of the time, the sailors just literally sailed around, didn't they? And guarded things and become like a threat, but didn't really get into too much trouble, I don't think. But there you go. So the cigarettes are going to be, things have changed. But what you've got to give them something else. What other rations are you going to give them? You've got to give them something. Food rations, beer rations. You've got to give them food to go out on the fucking, on the piss when they're over there. Prostitutes, what the sailors into. They're going, tattoos, they love the tattoos. You've got to give them something. They've got to smoke. They'll buy them off the ship. Or they'll just smoke when nobody's watching. If they could fucking do it in the prisons, believe me, they'll do it if prisoners can do it, where they can't even go out and buy fags, and they can't even, like, get out to buy drugs or anything, but they literally, they do smoke, drink, party more than anybody on the outside. So sailors ain't stupid. They'll be doing exactly what they want. And if you're a telltale guard or officer, you're just going to be getting dirty dirty protests behind your back. They're going to be calling you a dickhead and an arsehole and whatever else if you grass them up. So leave them be. If they want to smoke, they'll smoke. Fucking hell. If the world war kicks off, they're going to be the ones defending everybody else's ass. So I think you should let them do what they want. If they're joining the Navy, because things aren't as pleasant as they used to be. Well, they've ever been pleasant when it comes to war. But I think things are as clicky as they've ever been. So they've got to be able to do exactly what they want. And I'm going to leave it there because I've run out of things to say on that. And hopefully if you enjoyed it, I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.